This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Wapag and I'm Pke Pagan. Joining me today, Ian McNally, to review Marrowbone, a movie written and directed by Sergio Sanchez. He is, of course, the writer of both The Orphanage and The Impossible, both movies directed by J.A. Bayona, who directed one of our favorites from last year, Monster Calls, and who also serves up as producer, executive producer on this film.
Yeah,
right?
he's building a Guillermo del Toro-style team around him by the looks of things.
Clearly. This movie follows four siblings played by George MacKay, Charlie Heaton, Mia Goth, and Matthew Stagg in a kind of dark fairy tale about family and murder and trauma. but it's an interestingly unique film that is set in the 1960s, but has an incredibly timeless quality about it.
Yeah, there's a moment when they start playing the Beach Boys, and it's a shock.
It is.
Because it feels like 1920s England at the time, not the US at all.
There's another moment where they show TV footage of Neil Armstrong.
Landing on the moon,
to kind of set a date marker, but it's completely irrelevant. I mean, you know, I'm watching this movie and I'm thinking it could actually be set in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of this is just to show how isolated they are in this Marrowbone house.
So the story takes place and it begins with a mother bringing these four kids to America. They're running away from something only known as him.
Yes.
We find out later that it's their father, and they have changed their last names. They've reverted to their mum's maiden name, which is Marrowbone.
Mm-hmm. Which apparently the father doesn't know.
And they're hiding. Yeah, exactly. And they're hiding out
for what reason
we don't know. And Sergio Sanchez does well to keep you guessing throughout the entire movie as to what's going on. And he executes that really, really well. There's, you know, we left the cinema and we said there was a really apparent vibe of a Monster Calls in this film. There was the pacing, the set design, the color treatment. It felt familiar, right?
Yeah. Everything points as well to this being a supernatural movie. And it is, but it's something else as well. And it's like what we're talking about them withholding these details from you, that can be incredibly annoying in a movie. If you're screaming at the screen like he's behind you or don't go up those stairs, you know.
That never happens
in this. You never feel cheated because you can't, I don't know. It's just, I think it's the performances really kind of carry me through this because they're having normal conversations. They all know what they're talking about.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like they're leaving conversations out. It feels like natural dialogue, and as a result, you go with it. And also because of just who they are. The child actors are all fantastic.
All of them have very, very unique characteristics. And I was watching this movie, and the first thing that popped into my mind was that this is not a movie that's necessarily driven by plot or by character. It felt for me like a movie that was entirely driven by emotion, in that everything done in this film was done to invoke or inspire a sense or a feeling within you. And even though there are twists in the tale, they're almost irrelevant in that, you know how supernatural horror movies play out? When the big bad is revealed, it's always a disappointment and you immediately stop being scared.
Well, once you can defeat a big bad, then it's no longer scary.
Correct. Unless, of course, the big bad is something that's constantly all around you.
Unless the big bad was the friends you made along the way.
Exactly. And yeah, I mean, wow, I didn't know anything about this movie. I went in blind like
Completely.
You did.
Completely. And the movie treats you blind as well. I mean, there's a very ominous, it's what, 10 minutes before we saw the title card?
Correct.
And then it's like, then it's a 6 months later card, which I'm starting to come around to hate. 6 months later, 3 weeks later, I don't mind those so much as I prefer 18 hours earlier. When something strange happened, that annoys the hell out of me. But in this, it sets you up straight away to know, okay, now you're going to want to fill in the blanks. But it's telling you that. It's not like, oh, it's a big secret that's going to shock you later. So you start watching for cues. And I wasn't just looking for the clues. I was enjoying what was going on around it. And there's all these lovely hints.
But I also enjoyed looking for the clues,
yes,
right?
But there's all that. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I'm liking the performances and just the hints they're dropping. you know, the mirrors are covered in this house. They're talking about ghosts and things like that. Some of which is just to keep the kid, just to make the kid feel better. But you're not sure whether that's just because, is he one of those precocious movie kids or is something darker going on here? And I really like the way it played out. And it wasn't quite as effective, I don't think, as A Monster Calls with me. I think there's some scary moments in it that are really, like, I jumped. And I would like more of that from this team, because this looked like such a beautiful movie that I'd say they can do a really scary thing really well 6 or 7 times, which would be really good to see that in a movie and actually be terrified out of my mind. This is not that movie, but when there's a line at the end that was just kind of sealed the deal for me and made me think a lot more of the movie than I had before that.
That was the build-up, right? He was building up to that moment at the end. And Sergio Sanchez does well because I don't think he's trying to scare you. I mean, he's telling a dark fairy tale almost for children. I mean, there's a bit of violence in this, which is why I wouldn't take kids to see it. But
it's not bloody.
It's not bloody, but it's Roald Dahl-esque in the sense that it's a fairy tale with enough reality and rawness that'll scare children. It's the kind of scares that children like.
Yeah, I think, I haven't seen the BBFC's rating on this, but they usually have like mild peril. I think this is beyond mild
peril. This is beyond mild peril.
There's some sections in this where I'm quite tense.
Yes.
There was a lot of tension going around of like exploring a bedroom on your own kind of thing, which was just like, I know something bad is going to happen. I have no idea what that is, but based upon the one scare I saw earlier, I'm terrified it's going to be something scary.
And all of the executions of those scares and the bad things that happen to do with mirrors and dark holes and chimneys, I think they pulled it off really uniquely as well. It wasn't what I predicted would happen. There's a great scene where a match keeps going off and getting lit up again. And you know something's going to happen and you're waiting for it. And he completely subverts your expectations. And then when the scare happens, it's totally worth it.
Yeah. And even just the audio of the, like, these days it's hard to come up with, you know, a creature that's scary. And this thing, the noise it makes, it's relatively unique. It's just a very simple thing. But when you hear it, you're like, oh God, oh God, oh God, what's going to happen? Get up that ladder, get up that ladder. Go, 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 go.
Precarious ladder. What are you doing? Rope, 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 rope.
Oh, watch out for the rope.
Sergio Sanchez is a very talented visual stylist, albeit one greatly inspired by J.A. Bayona.
Yeah. I really get the feeling that I want to be really scared now. This month and recently, I've been watching a lot of horror movies, and it's like, okay, you've got me with a few jump scares. You've got me with a few of the dread scares, but I want a movie just terrifies my mind completely. And I haven't seen that in a long time, but I want that. And this, I think these guys could do it.
These guys
really
could do
well.
It. These guys could do it. This movie isn't it.
No.
Marrowbone isn't it, but I think these guys could pull that off.
Yeah, it's more of an interesting thriller, mystery, spooky house story.
Yeah, definitely go watch it.
Yeah.
I would strongly urge you to check out Marrowbone. I think we've had a very good January, with the exception of maybe Muse. Mm. That's probably the one movie we didn't necessarily think worked.
Yeah.
We didn't hate it.
No.
But it just wasn't as good as all the other movies we've seen.
No. And something that, again, I haven't talked about this movie for years, and it keeps popping into my head recently, is The Others.
Yes, the Nicole Kidman film.
And I think it fits well as a companion piece to this, and that there's a central mystery going on and creepy things going on, and they're not the same story at all, but, or are they? Mm. The mystery, that's the mystery that you'll have to find out to answer by going to see it. But it's of that level of good storytelling, and that you don't feel cheated, and that the mystery is resolved to a way that you're like, ah.
Check out Marrowbone. It opens in cinemas tomorrow. Definitely worth checking out. I think you might enjoy it. Let us know what you think when you've seen it. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
You've been listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.